Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, March 31st, and it is 1:30 p.m. This is Talk on the Rock, and I'm your host, Colette Zarnicki. We have about a month until the second annual Milk Run Music Festival sets off the summer months. Olivia Strano, who founded the festival, is here with us today to talk about what to expect. You can call in to ask a question or leave a comment. The number to KSDK is 874-2345. Hi, Olivia. How are you today?
I am fantastic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So there's just a month left until the festival. How are you feeling about that?
I feel great. You know, this year we started the project planning back in August so that there was room for fixing and putting out fires. And so that's kind of what I'm doing right now. I'm just doing a few last minute things that need to be done. But as far as getting this thing going, couldn't be more ready.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for it. It's going to be really fun this year.
That's exciting, of course. It seems like this year's festival may have grown some since last year, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The growth from last year to this year is quite significant in terms of overall operations, as well as, anything from our equipment to our bands playing to educational programs that are sprinkled within this year. So I'm really excited to showcase all of that on Friday the 1st and Saturday the 2nd of May.
Let's start with the bands. What's the lineup?
So lineup is High Country Hustle from Durango, Colorado. Pierce Edens from Asheville, North Carolina. And then we have Connor Stevens Band from Austin, Texas. And then we have two local bands, Shot Rock and The Powers, that are going to be performing as well. Now, out of all five of those, one of those each night is going to be performing at the late night shows, which will on Friday is at the Marine Bar, and on Saturday is at Ramey's Bar.
Okay, Friday at Marine, Saturday Ramey's.
Yep, for the late night. That's after the public family friendly showings.
What time does that start?
So those are going to be a little bit later on Friday. It's going to start around 10:30 and go till about 12:30, 1 o'clock. And then Saturday, I believe it's going to start at 11:30 and go until 1:30.
Wow, Saturday at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah, we're doing late night.
Yeah. Okay, will you talk about the type of music? They're all different, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so we added in some genres this year. There's a little bit more rock and roll than we had last year. So we have the fun, funky bluegrass, Stomp Your Boots, Shake Your Body Parts. Pierce Edens is he's like a rustic folk rocky. His voice is so unique. I've heard him at a house concert before, and I mean, he makes you want to dance, but he also gives you shivers. You know what I mean? And then Connor Stevens is like a country, all-American, rock and roll. And Shot Rock is going to be metal and rock. And then the Powers Band is going to be family-friendly, folky, acoustic.
Yeah. And are they playing in the daytime too, all of them?
So on Friday, Shot Rock is playing the late night show, mm-hmm. and everybody else is playing during the day.
Okay.
And then Saturday, we have The Powers, Connor Stevens, Pierce Edens is playing the late night, and High Country Hustle is playing during the day.
Okay. So pretty much the late night is just one band.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And what time does it start in the daytime?
So Friday starts around 3 o'clock for vendor setup and food trucks and kind of casually entering it. And the middle school and high school students are showcasing their documentary series and going to be talking about it in public, so everyone come and show them some support. That is from 4 to 5:30 on Friday. And then Saturday starts early. So Saturday, I believe we start at 11 or noon. I don't have the schedule right in front of my face, but it is on our website, www.milkrenmusicfest.org. And we start around 11 a.m., I want to say, and then it goes until the late night show ends, so probably about 1:30 a.m. at night. And there is action-packed things going on all day.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
You mentioned equipment is new, too. Mm-hmm. Will you talk about that?
Yeah, so the city and borough of Wrangell purchased an amazing industrial 30-by-30-foot tent for the community to use and to rent out. And we had, Milk Run had a team of tent builders and like set up and break down so we could do a demo of tent setup. And it is going to be awesome. Like rain, shine, snow, anything like that. Like we are still able to boogie and perform outside safely and comfortably. And just utilize the Nolan Center as the education and workshop area. And also like the showcase for the film series.
Yeah. And then the tent will be in the on Outer Drive area next to the Nolan Center.
Yep. It's okay. Going to be on Campbell Drive. And we are closing down Campbell Drive. I believe Thursday evening until midday Sunday, because we have to set up and break down the tent. And that's where we're going to hopefully set up food trucks. Anchorage Brewing is coming down from Anchorage and going to set up a whole beer tent area. We're going to be, like, our festival is very much promoting Leave No Trace as well as, like, responsibility. So there's going to be a lot of advertising for a water station, like, drinking water and making smart decisions by taking Hoots Taxi and just being responsible while also having a good time and being able to really soak up all the art and culture that we're able to offer in those 2 days.
Amazing. And and so the tent team already constructed it or no?
Yep, last Sunday.
Oh.
We had a team. We put it up and we broke it down. And it's going to be the same team that is going to be responsible for setup and breakdown during the festival dates as well. So I am very pleased with that.
How long does it take to set up and take down?
So for one tent, it's going to be anywhere from 4 to 6 hours, but we have a second tent as well that we're using from the Chamber of Commerce. That's a 20-foot by 40-foot tent. So we're going to be setting both of those up. So that way, like, no matter what, we have some protection and covering if it decides that it wants to sprinkle on us a little bit.
Wow. Yeah. 4 to 6 hours?
4 to 6 hours for one tent. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
It's heavy duty. It's not everyone, you can't just rent this out and slap some stuff together. Like, this is a very, very heavy duty tent.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be really, it's really good because our community didn't have one like that. And now it can be used in, like, for so many other things as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we talked, you mentioned that workshops will be at this year's festival, and you also mentioned that's they'll be in the Nolan Center, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will you go into what kind of workshops will be offered?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's going to be a songwriting workshop. The way I structured it is, so each artist that's flying in from the lower 48 that is coming to perform is going to do a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three of those. And then we have a photography workshop by John Yeager and Mike Klosterman. And I'm really excited about that because they're extremely talented photographers. And so they're going to go into all things photography and kind of just talk about it. And anybody who's interested, and again, the festival being completely free itself. That includes all the workshops, that includes anything a part of it, yeah, besides vendors and getting food and beer and stuff like that. And then there's going to be, yeah, a songwriting workshop, all things fiddle. So fiddle workshop, and then a guitar and harmonizing workshop. So there's four workshops on Saturday. Friday, since we're starting a little bit later because people get off work a little bit later and we wanted to account for people who are traveling to get here, we are just doing the film docuseries and all the music. And then Saturday is going to be heavy on education, film docuseries, music all day, cornhole competition, all kinds of fun little competitions. And more stuff's going to be going on Saturday because that's the full day.
Oh my gosh. That sounds incredible. It sounds amazing.
It's going to be really fun. Yeah. I hope everyone can mark your calendars and show up for it.
Yeah. Last year there was comedy. Will there be comedy this year?
There's not comedy this year. There is also not open mic this year. I know some people were pretty sad about that, but we had to, when we were doing the schedule, we had to pick and choose what we were able to do this year. And as the festival grows, it might be an option that we add another day. It might be an option that we add another stage, mm-hmm, because that is the growth that we would like to see. And with that, we can also probably throw in more new and reoccurring activities that people really enjoy.
Yeah, really awesome. And the vendors, will you talk about who signed up for vendors and the food trucks?
You know what? I don't have that list. That is Jeannie Arnold and Bonnie Ritchie who are doing that.
Okay.
But I know we have a couple people that are signed up now. A few people are coming to be vendors from out of other Southeast Islands, which is great because that's what we want. We want to bring people here and make it inclusive and have some new art and new food to try. So if you have not signed up yet, be sure to go on our website and sign up as a vendor. It's only $20 a day to vend. And I think if you sell food, it's $25 a day. So it's going to be an easy way to make some extra money and sell your goods and services. Sorry, I can't give you the inside scoop. It'll just have to remain a secret for now.
Is there a deadline to sign up for a vendor or food truck person?
I believe it's middle of April.
Okay.
Yep. I believe that's when final signups need to be in because they have to structure where everyone is going to be as well as power sources if they need it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are some regulations and permits that might be required from each vendor. Just if they're serving food, you have to have a food handler's license or at least like a business license, just compliant with state and city law.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else that you didn't mention that's planned during this 2-day festival? There's a lot. You mentioned a lot, and maybe that's it. But
yeah, I mean, it's pretty back to back. So when you go online and visit our website, the schedule is quite literally back to back schedule. And then like in between tournaments, whether it's cornhole or I know a few of our sponsors are going to be doing some challenges as well. I don't think I could squeeze anything else in.
No, this is amazing. You all are doing incredible work. So I read that today is the deadline to become a sponsor, right?
So today is the deadline to become a sponsor with the perks.
Okay.
Yep.
What are these perks?
So we have three different tiers of sponsorship. We have King Salmon, which is $250 to $999 sponsorship. And then we have the Sea Lion, which is $1,000 to $2,499. And then we have the Killer Whale, which is $2,500 and up. Mm-hmm. And each of those tiers of sponsorship gets different perks based on what tier you are. And so some of it includes the sponsorship dinner where you get a private meet and greet with all the artists beforehand, and it's been a very intimate setting, and you get recognized as a sponsor, and then also special recognition at the festival itself. And then Yeah, each different tier has different stuff. So whether you are on priority for our website or social media posts or everything like that, but what we really want to do is make sure that we do acknowledge all of our sponsors, whether you're King Salmon, Sea Lion, or Killer Whale, to some degree, because we could not do this festival without them. And we have had great sponsors this year really step up and believe in our mission and want something fun and artistic and just a decent time to separate from everyday life grind, mm-hmm. that have really believed and supported us in this. So I personally, and I can speak on behalf of the board because we've talked about it in our board meetings, like it's pretty special and so necessary, and we appreciate everybody who's really helped out this year, because this is it's a beast.
Yeah, definitely. Who are the sponsors? There's, I think, Alaska Airlines, and would Alaska Brewing?
Anchorage Brewing is coming down to serve booze, which I'm so excited. So we are going to get to try different kinds of beers, because they're their own brewery, so they brew their own beer. And they're really excited about coming down here as well, so be sure for that. And then also there's kids games going on too. I don't want people to just think this is adult. It's very family friendly as well. I know that Bree Schilling with the Little League is going to be doing some games and stuff on Friday. Mm. And there's going to be games on Saturday as well. I don't want to say those games because I want to keep those surprising. But as far as our sponsors, so right now we have quite a few. Let me get them.
Oh, I see Breakaway.
Yeah, Breakaway Adventures has stepped up and been awesome this year.
Of course, the city and borough of Wrangell.
Yeah, the city and borough of Wrangell especially. So our killer whale sponsors this year is city and borough of Wrangell, Breakaway Adventures, Canoe Lagoon Oysters, Alaska Airlines, Heritage Fisheries, Superior Marine Services, which I had to hunt him down. he hides really well. AP&T, Experience Wrangell, Hungry Beaver Pizza, and the Stikeen Inn. And then our Sea Lion sponsors, which is our middle sponsorship, is Alaska Waters, Inc., A Sweet Spot B&B, which I was so happy to hear. They're already sold out for their B&B for the festival, so that's exciting. F&V Pacific Sea and Crew, Trident Seafoods, and City Market. And then our King Salmon sponsors are Petro Marine, Wrangell Extended Stay, Tongass Federal Credit Union, First Bank, Reeves Guest House, Diane and Austin O'Brien, Alaska Vistas, Island Escape Rental Cars, Ace Hardware, C&D Deliveries, and Anchor Properties.
Amazing. Oh my goodness. Wow. Okay. And so the travel discounts.
Yeah, awesome. Travel discounts.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it. If you haven't used them and you're coming from out of town, go online and use them. Like, they are there as a resource to help you save money and travel. And who doesn't want to save money at this time in your life?
Right.
yeah, just in general.
Like, wherever.
Wherever. So the Stikeen Inn is doing 40% off all hotel stays. Alaska Airlines is doing 10% off all flights flying into Wrangell. Breakaway Adventures is doing $50 off each way of water taxis, as well as 30% off any tours you want to do while you're here.
Wow.
So if you're coming with your family, or if you're coming yourself and want to truly like have an experience of Wrangell and go do a tour and stay a little bit longer, you still can do this and like go take a tour for 30% off, stay at the Stikeen for 40% off, you know, like use the Alaska Airlines. And that's anyone coming from any of the Southeast Islands or Seattle area or Canada or Anchorage, wherever you're coming from. So those are really, really great.
Yeah.
And then
Wrangle Extended Stay.
Wrangle Extended Stay is also doing, they're doing 20% off.
Okay.
Yep.
And then which one was, oh, the Sweet Spot is all booked.
They're totally booked.
Amazing.
Yeah, which is great. And that's what we want to do here is like, this festival isn't just for the people here. The festival is for everybody who, one, hasn't been to Wrangell, or two, has been to Wrangell but needs another excuse to come to Wrangell. Mm-hmm. Come here, have a good time, you know, spend some of your hard-earned money, keep it in our economy, check out our local businesses, and really, like, help support our little town and keep it jiving.
Yeah, amazing. Do you have an idea of how many out-of-towners there might be?
I have no clue, but we've gotten a lot of sprinkled feedback. So Pierce Edens has quite a following. I think he has like 25,000 followers. So a decent amount of people I heard and have reached out via email or our social media accounts, or, you know, asking questions about the travel stuff, just gotten a hold of us through some platform. A decent amount of people are coming from Seattle. I'm really hoping that Petersburg shows up. Don't be scared. I heard there's a crew from Wasilla coming, some Ketchikan folks. Hopefully Prince of Wales can get their boats over here, and Haynes. You know, I'm going to Folk Fest next week to promote like I did last year.
Right.
So I'll be wearing my Milk Run shirt and beanie and all this stuff and be handing out little flyers. So hopefully we get some of their crew too. But it's also we had a marketing budget this year, which was really, really, really helpful. So we were able to market more on our social media accounts, as well as I did. There were sponsored recordings that I used to record in Ketchikan and Petersburg and Juneau and Prince of Wales. That is going weekly.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully the word is spreading. But I think as year after year, as we continue to build this thing, you know, the biggest thing is consistency. Like, if you are consistent in anything that you do, you will eventually see the outcome that you want to reach, as long as you're tenacious.
Yeah.
And unfortunately and fortunately, I am a very tenacious human being. I will do what needs to be done to get everything across the finish line and make sure people are having a good time and our community is benefiting from it.
Amazing. Yeah. I know so many people are just really thankful that you're here, you know?
Well, I mean, like, we got to take a break and smell the sunshine.
That's right. If you're not a vampire.
I know. I'm slowly turning into one here, though.
Okay, so obviously a lot has gone into planning and organizing since August, you said, right? Mm-hmm. Will you talk about that and who's involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our event is truly an event from the community for the community. I have such a strong and incredible board that has been putting in a lot of work to seeing this over the finish line as well. And so I'm extremely proud, and I could not be more appreciative of all the people that are on Milk Run Music Festival board. We are going to slowly be expanding that for any of those who are interested in getting more involved. For next year, we're going to be breaking out into more committees, because as we are growing, there is more attention and more things that I have to do, and obligations that need to be passed on to other people, or not obligations, but responsibilities that need to be passed on to other people that have a little bit of extra time and energy to help us out, because like anything, you need a village. But the community has really stepped up. Like I said, like, even our tent builders the other day, that, you know, I got 3 volunteers that were absolutely incredible, and they had a lot of fun and were willing to do it in their free time. And it's just little things like that that are really going to help us continue growing.
Yeah, awesome. I'm also curious, because all the musicians come from different places besides the Powers and Shot Rock.
Mm-hmm.
How did they end up playing, or how did they end up getting on the list to play?
Yeah, absolutely. So, so I obviously listen to a lot of music, and I'm trying to build this very slowly because I want it to be family friendly and also like attractive to the masses. So the bands this year kind of were a mixed bag. So they were either suggested from me through other bands that I've previously talked to or that performed last year. Mm. And also, since I have been in the music festival industry and for quite some time, I reached out to a few musicians and told them kind of what genre I was looking for, and they gave me a list of people, and I sat and I spent a lot of time listening to them and seeing, you know, who I felt would be a good fit for mm-hmm. our community, because not only are these guys performing, but they're also staying in people's houses that they're that have been donated. They are being welcomed into our community. They are representing, you know, Milk Run itself. So you don't want to bring like troublemakers mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll have fun, but there's a way to do that and not cause chaos. So that's really important to me, is to have like all around good hearted, great people come and perform. And so that's kind of how these guys were all picked. So, Connor Stevens out of Austin, Texas, I, got through a buddy that I knew and was really good friends with actually in college, that I want to hopefully fly up here next year to perform. They're getting pretty big in Austin, Texas. And I said, hey, I'm looking for more country, feel good, you know, rock a little bit. And he gave me a list of people, and I sat there and I spent hours and hours and was like, all right, Connor Stevens sounds like he's going to be a good match. So then the rest of the meetings, you know, to mm-hmm. see if he would want to come and what our package is and all of this stuff. So that's who he came. Pierce Edens, I actually heard at a house concert. I had some friends that threw a big party because they bought a new house and they wanted to bake the love into their house. So they hired Pierce to do a private concert at their house, and it was so much fun. And, you know, I kind of asked him, I got his information, was like, hey, would you be interested in coming to Alaska? Again, told him the package and everything. And then High Country Hustle came from a referral. So North Fork Crossing and High Country Hustle are buddies.
Okay.
So that's how I got High Country Hustle. Yeah. And then Shot Rock was by popular demand, and The Powers was also by popular demand. So
awesome.
Yeah, and we already have people flooding in for next year. So I have a folder that I created that's potential bands.
Yeah.
Because right now I just have to focus on the end goal for this year, and then next year we'll look at all the bands. And also, we do take referrals from, you know, public people too. The thing is, you just have to have the band email me on info@milkrunmusicfest.com so I can put them in my little folder, because if you walk by me and say, yeah, you should check these guys out, I have such a long to-do list that I would love to do that, and I'm not avoiding it. I just it usually slips my mind if it's not written down or right in front of me in an email. So that's a good way to get a chance to come up here and perform for our lovely music festival.
Yeah, amazing. I did read this one question on Facebook, the Facebook community board for Wrangle. I don't know if you saw it, but somebody asked, how did you come up with the Milk Run Music Fest name?
Because you have to take the Milk Run to get here.
That's right.
Yeah. So you have to take the Milk Run to get here. And the overall long-term goal for this is to have it actually be a Milk Run Music Festival. So, you know, the first year I tried to reach out to Ketchikan, and I tried to reach out to a few people in Juneau, and I kind of got like waved off. And I think that was just because we're so new, you know, that's pretty standard. So again, I'm hoping as we develop this and as we kind of get a few years under our belt that more collaborations come with it, mm-hmm. especially that's what I would love to do. But the overall goal is to have kind of a trickle of all the bands play at different places. So like maybe a few bands start in Ketchikan and then a few bands end in Petersburg or mm-hmm. Juneau or something like that. But we want Wrangell to be the main hub for this. So while we might grow the festival in terms of like having more and more bands, adding another stage, having a proper multi-stage music festival, if we can have the trickle, so that way it can actually be the milk run, mm-hmm. Then yeah, that's where Milk Run came from. I was like, yeah, Milk Run Music Festival.
Yeah.
Got to do the Milk Run to get here. You got to do the Milk Run to leave here.
That's right. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the second annual Milk Run Music Fest?
You know, just thank you to everyone who is supporting us, whether that's buying a raffle ticket for the $10,000 raffle. I know they're expensive. You can go in on tickets with your friends. We're over halfway now for tickets. We've only got around 20-some days left to go. Mm-hmm. But that allows it to keep the festival free for the general public. And same with the sponsors, like people who believed in us and who really helped us get across the finish line this year. You know, I cannot, there's just not words because, you know, there's so many things to donate to, and the fact that they chose to provide either their services to donate or their homes to donate or their flights to donate or general funding, like, thank you, thank you, thank you. That does not go lightly, especially with me, because I'm acting as treasurer now as well, and I know the difficulties, just again, that people are having to go through right now. So thank you for supporting us and for helping us make this better for our community. This is not single-handedly me or our board. This is quite literally the community of Wrangell and any other community that would like to be a part of it.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. That was Olivia Strano with the Milk Run Music Festival.